This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and he's going to bring us up to date of all the accomplishments they did in 2017 and the promises that they made in 2017. And then later on the show, we're going to talk about the outline and plans for 2018. We're talking no other than Premier Biomedical, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BIEI. And with us today to talk about his company, CEO William Hartman. William, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. We've become quite a regular on your show, and we really endorse it. We think it's a great venue to get our message out. Pardon me, we're in the northeast, and our weather is up and down like a yo-yo, and we've had some very cold winter weather recently. At any rate, Premier Biomedical, in order for us to start talking about 2018, we have to first look at 2017, the promises we made and the promises we kept, and we think we did a great job, and then we'll discuss 2018. In 2017, we were an R&D company working on cancer primarily, and we just ran out of money. We had very promising results. We outperformed the leading anti-cancer drugs that are currently on the market, and in animal testing, and we were written up by the American Association for Cancer Research in 2014, 2016, and by the British Journal of Cancer in 2016, but we just had to move on. We haven't stopped inventing. We've recently filed a patent on a very promising procedure where we use a laser to destroy disease antigens, and this looks like a very, very promising development for us and for the medical science in the future. But at any rate, we had to pivot the company to generate revenue through a process where we wanted to be a leader in the industry. We wanted to get into a very promising field, and we chose the hemp oil treatment for pain. A recent document that we saw said that by the year 2025 that this topical pain relief industry would reach $5 billion. So we think that's a very promising field. And so at any rate, we in the first quarter, actually it was February 1st, we launched our first new product with a joint venture. We had a joint venture partner at that time, and that product was a pain patch. We put it on the market via our website at www.painreliefmeds.com is our current website. We used a different one at that time, but that's okay. We had a very successful launch on that product and had a lot of interest. We had some market tests on some other products that weren't as successful, and we discontinued them. But at any rate, somewhere between the first and second quarter, we dissolved that joint venture. It just like most joint ventures, they just don't seem to work out. And so we launched on our own. The joint venture basically involved hand-built a product, and we wanted to go to volume production, and therein was the problem of disagreement. And so at any rate, we searched very, very, very difficult search to find people who were tooled up and able to do the job. And we found a source who worked with us, and we've stuck with that source. At any rate, in the second quarter, we launched our second product, which was an oil-based 10-milliliter roll-on applicator, very successful product. We followed that in the third quarter with a water-based CBD product. Much more difficult to do the job with a water-based system, but this has a lavender scent and is very popular, particularly with the ladies. In the third quarter, we also launched our fourth product, a 150 milligram spray, and that's 30 milliliters. That's a much more generous quantity of CBD spray. In the fourth quarter, we had a number of other accomplishments. We also launched our fifth product, and that is a two ounce ointment in a jar. That's a brand new product that has just become available on the market. So at any rate, during that period of time, we were successful in launching in 2017 five new products. Quite an aggressive task for a startup company in this area. We also, in the fourth quarter, achieved another major milestone, promise that we'd made. Our intent is to take these pain products to the sports industry, but we needed a spokesman. We needed someone who is well-recognized and is experienced in this area, and we chose and we successfully achieved the bringing Carl Eller, the president of the NFL Retired Players Association. Carl Eller was an all-pro defensive end with the Minnesota Vikings, and we were delighted to bring Carl Eller into the fold, and we issued a press release recently in that regard. Our intent is, of course, to use our association with Carl Eller to get to the NFL and the NCAA, because in the football arena, there certainly are a lot of people with a lot of pain after games, and we think this is a tremendous alternative to the opioid painkillers that are frequently used to combat pain. We have many testimonies to the fact that our product is, in fact, a successful alternative to dangerous opioids. Now, in 2018, I have to remind everyone that we're dealing with CBD or hemp oil. CBD can be derived from both hemp or from marijuana. Our products are strictly derived from legal hemp. We do not use any marijuana-based products, nor do we intend to sell anything with THC, which is psychoactive. We think many of our competitors deal in both arenas, and we think that's a dangerous combination, and we intend to stay strictly in the medical side with CBD, non-psychoactive CBD. And that's why we advertise all of our products as hemp oil, at any rate. We have one carryover accomplishment, of course. In 2017, we'd indicated that we wanted to work with a 50-state distributor of pharmaceutical products. And we worked very, very, very diligently. And just today, we announced that we had signed an agreement with Health Warehouse, the largest mail-order pharmacy in the country, and they distribute through all 50 states, and our products are going to be in their catalog, and they're going to be shipped out of their Florence, Kentucky facility nationwide. We think that is a tremendous accomplishment, and we have their endorsement, and took a long time. It took a lot of effort on all parts, and my congratulations to the entire Health Warehouse team for the excellent work that they have enabled us collectively to accomplish.
That's huge news. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you very much, Everett. The principal motivator for this is really supplied throughout the country. I've seen estimates of 60,000 and estimates as high as 72,000 people died in 2017 from drug overdoses, and many of these drug overdose cases are linked to the use of the initial use of opioid painkillers. We're providing an opioid alternative, and in many cases we have testimonies voluntarily supplied from people that are finding relief from things like migraine headaches, from menstrual cramps, to muscle strains, and all kind of aches and pains, even phantom pains, where people have polymyalgia, fibromyalgia, and, arthritis, rheumatism, etc. So our products work. And one of the things we're going to do to expand sales and awareness of our product is we're working on developing a sachet. My wife says that's the incorrect term, but the industry uses that. These are the little packets like you find at Taco Bell with the mild and hot sauce and so forth. We're going to put our oil in these products and ship them out with the prescription sent out by Health Warehouse and others. And we're going to provide these free to people to try. And once people try this product, they'll usually come back and buy one of our products. So we're very excited about this opportunity to expand awareness of our product throughout the market. We've also been working on other direct distributors. Okeechobee Discount Drugs has just agreed to handle our products, and there's an outfit out of California, and I'll spare the name right now. They wanted to know whether or not we'd white label our product, and I indicated that we would consider it, but there was certainly a minimum volume requirement, and it's an offline, so there would be extra cost to our manufacturing process. So they said, okay, they'd handle our product as is, and they took our product, lifted it right off of our website, and put it on their website. So I'll spare the name of the company, but at any rate, we're becoming far more popular in the industry. One of the years since we've completed the product development phase, and this phase had to be completed first before we really focused on marketing. You know, many people think you can do the two simultaneously. You really can't. And now that we have five product offerings, and frankly, we're planning others in the near future. We're working on a number of new products with our PhD and MD staff. We have a very, very sophisticated and thorough and deep technology staff that develops these products. But at any rate, now that we're through that phase, we're working on marketing and distribution and sales. And we're working with a pharma rep who's really with another company. Is going to head our sales efforts. And in fact, I have a meeting tomorrow night with this individual with a major proposal we've made and put together, and we're going to discuss. We're going to focus initially on the southeast of the country, and we're going to blanket that area. And then we're going to use lessons learned and the achievements in that arena to then move into other areas of the company. But the southeast will be our initial focus, and that includes, of course, Florida, et cetera, et cetera. Now, our primary targets are going to be pharmacies, pain clinics, chiropractors, senior centers, sports teams, exercise centers, and rest homes. These are the principal area, the principal retailers of our product. So we're really focused in those arenas, and we're going to blanket them with samples.
And you've been listening to William Hartman. He's the CEO of Premier Biomedical. He's been giving us the update for 2017 and also an update for 2018. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BIEI. And in closing, is there, you know, a summary or a closing statement on that?
Thank you very much, Everett. I really appreciate this opportunity. But at any rate, we've in the area of marketing and stock support, I appeared with new to the street, an organization out of New York City. They're part of the Fox Business Channel, and they reach up to 95 million homes. I've done one interview with them and plan to do five more. We're also working with G.S. Whitney out of Dallas. They're doing a great job for us. Frankly, in the social media area, we're planning to expand all of our work in that area. We're not satisfied with what we've been doing, so we're going to increase work in that area. We're also planning to work on our offshore marketing. I've received many inquiries from overseas. I guess in summary, with the product development phase accomplished and a good start on the marketing phase in process, we see good things for Premier Biomedical in 2018 and beyond. And frankly, our stock is a real buy, and people can achieve a multiple increase in their investments if they'd get in now. And if you want to be added to our email distribution list, all you have to do is get on our website at painreliefmeds.com or call and leave your email address, and we'll put you on direct distribution for all of our CEO letters, which go out quarterly, etc. Everett, thank you to you and your audience.
Thank you, William. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 50 days and give us an update.
Yes, sir, we will. I promise that.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.